Today's Shir's Masechta Yuma, Daf Samach Gimel. We will begin on Daf Samach Beis on the Beis at the fifth wide line. Tana Rabbanan Shnei Seir Yom Kippurim. Our sugya today will primarily focus on the halacha of Shechut Chutz. The halacha is that a carbon has to be brought specifically inside the Azara, inside the Beis HaMikdash, and there's an Isser of Shechut Chutz, that one may not in any sense bring that carbon outside the Avodah Zarah. But our Gemara begins with a discussion: when is that halacha applicable and when is it not applicable? So begins the Gemara Shnei Seir Yom Kippurim. We have the two Seir of the Yom Kippurim, the Sol Hashem, the Sol Azazel, Sheshochtem B'chutz, that were brought outside the Azarah, at Shalai Higraleim, before through the Goyrel that we keep on speaking about often, it was not yet identified. At Shalai Higraleim, before it was identified, which one is the Sar Lashem and which is the Sar Lazazel, the Loch is Chayv al Shneim, Yechayv for Shechut Chutz on both of those animals. Mishahigraleim, once the Goyrel was done, so Chayv al Shalshem, the animal which is going to be brought shachted and used its blood for hazar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on the Proiches, on the Mizbech Hazov, for that animal, Yechayiv, if you shecht it outside of the Azara, or Potash Azazel, the animal which is identified as the Sorel Azazel, there would not be Chayiv for Shechut Chutz. So that's the Braisa. Begins the Gemara to analyze the halacha that just was taught us in the Braisa. Achlai Higralayim, we just learned that before the Goyal was conducted, Chayiv al Shneim, then you could be Chayiv, Yechayiv for Shechut Chutz on either of them. Ask the Gemara, Lamai Chazu, at the point where there was no Goyal yet done on either animal, so they're not a carbon. Where is there a Chayiv of Shechut Chutz? The Chayiv of Shechut Chutz begins when you have an animal which was supposed to bring a carbon, and instead of doing it properly and bringing it inside the Azara, you brought it outside the Azara. But at this point, neither animal has been identified yet as a carbon. So there's nothing, there's no Kedusha here. Answers the Gemara Amar of Chizda. One of the other Kabbonis that is brought on Yom Kippur is the Sor Hanas B'chutz. And the Sor Hanas B'chutz, that doesn't require a Goyrel. And this Sor, these animals, can be used as a Sor Hanas B'chutz. So since these animals can be used for the purpose of a Sor Hanas B'chutz, that's why they're considered something that can be ready to be used as a carbon. And if you do it with Shechut Chutz, you're chayiv. So the Mikdash Tavit asks, how could that be? I took these animals as we started this year, that one will eventually be a Sar Lashem and one will be a Sar Lazazel. How could we say, well, you could end up using it for another purpose? So he answers that once you took these animals and you decided that you want to use them for carbon, and the carbonists that we're speaking about a carbonus tzibur. So by carbon tzibur, unlike by carbon yochid, as long as the final kedusha has not been identified for what purpose you're going to use it, as is the case in our Gemara, it hasn't yet been decided which is the Sol Hashem, which is the Sol Azazel, they could still be transferred to be used for the other purpose. The Chazon Ish has a different approach. He says, we've learned in our Gemara, when we spoke about kinim, people who buy birds, that they only become, and one bird is going to be used for carbon oilah, and one bird is going to be used for kamchatus. The Gemara said that either happens when the owner buys the bird, or when the kohen starts shechting the bird. Before the kohen actually shechts the bird, if the owners did not do anything when they bought the animal, or bought the bird, the kedusha is not final. And here, obviously, when these animals were bought, So they weren't identified which is going to be the Sa'al HaShem, which is Sa'al HaZazel. For that, we need to have a Gairal. And here we didn't yet have the Gairal. So the Kedusha that they had is not such a strong level of Kedusha. And since it's not such a strong level of Kedusha, we could still change it and use it for another purpose. Ask the Gemara, Maishna L'Sa'a Nas Bifnim, why can we not say that it could be that it has a kedusha because it's one of these animals is going to be the Sa'al HaShem? The mechusa agrola, because you can't say that it's already identifiable as a Sa'al HaShem, because an animal, these animals cannot be identified as a Sa'al HaShem until you actually have that agrola, mechusa agrola. So ask the Gemara, L'Sa'a Nas B'chutz Na'im L'Chazi, but it can't be used for the Sa'a Nas B'chutz. Because if there's anything we've learned so many times in our Masechta, the order of the way the Kabbalas are brought is so very important. And here, it's not yet time to do that carbon. The Mechasri, Avoid the Sayyim, answers the Gemara, K'savar Rav Chizda holds, Ein M'chutz Malabai B'yoyim. If an animal will be usable as a carbon sometime today, even though right now it's not ready to be used as a carbon, but since it's going to be ready to be used for carbon sometime today, that already makes it have the kedusha that it should be considered a carbon. And if you did it b'chutz, you'd be chayv for shchuti chutz. So in other words, the Gemara has differentiated between mechusa hagrola, which is a significant act, and something which is just a time-sensitive issue that eventually it's going to be a carbon today. Amar Ravina, Hashta Adam Amar Chizda. Now Rav Chizda said to us, Mechusa Grola, that if the girl wasn't yet done, Ke Mechusa Maisa Dami, and you're not Chayiv for Shchuti Chutz. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Hadam Rav Yudam Rav Shmuel, Shlomim Sheshachnin Konim Shindichtu Dachas HaHechol, if somebody brought Shlomim before they opened up the doors of the Azara, the halacha is psulim. Such a carbon shlamim is possible, because the halacha is, the Torah says regarding the carbon shlamim, v'shachtoi pesach al amoid, b'zman shu pesuach, only when the door of the heichel is open, can you bring a carbon shlamim, v'lai b'zan shu nol, not when it's closed. So Rashi explains, why is this a halacha unique to a carbon shlamim? Because what does a carbon shlum represent, he says? A carbon shlum typically represents that somebody donated a carbon to Hashem. So to show how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, appreciates that we're bringing such a carbon, he says, don't bring it until my doors are open, to show that relationships. The Netziv has a different approach. The Netziv says, the Kachi Kachim, we know, have a specific place where you have to do the shechita. The halacha is that the kachi kachim shechitosim betzofen. They could only be shechted in the north side of the Azara. The shlamim could be shechted anywhere in the Azara. So just like we want to give a unique spat to the kachi kachim, and the way that's accomplished is by putting it, by only having the shechita in the tzofen, the shlamim's unique spat is shchitasin, that you have to have the Beis HaMikdash doors open. Another pshat that the Meshech Chochmah explains, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the Avodah should be done in a place where we recognize that why we're doing the Avodah. And therefore, if we're going to do the Avodah before the doors of the Beis HaMikdash are open, it won't be noticeable, or it won't be so noticeable, that the carbon is being brought l'shem shemayim. By waiting till the doors are open, we show that we're bringing the carbon l'shem shemayim. And actually, I think that this machloikis that we just discussed, why the Torah requires the doors be open, is to be connected to another machloikis. The machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. If this din, that the doors have to be open for the carbon to be valid, is only by carbon shlamim, clearly the Torah says so by carbon shlamim, or is this a halacha by all kabbonis? Rashi's opinion is that it's only by carbon shlamim. Taisa says it's really by all kabbonis. And it could be that it depends on what the reason is. If we follow the reason that we want to show that Rashi suggested, depreciation Hashem has kaviyachal for us bringing the carbon, or to give it a unique spot, like the Netziv said, so it would only be by carbon shlamim. If it's to show that we're bringing the carbon l'shem shemayim, so then it would not be a halacha limited to carbon shlamim. It should be a halacha that applies to all kabanas. So says the Gemara, shachten b'mechutz. If somebody shachted carbon shlamim outside the azar kodim shenichtechu has glass of heichel, before the doors of the heichel are open, potter, my tama, going very much along the reasoning that we've learned in our shiur today, mechus psichik, mechus maisadami. If when we do the shechita chutz, there's something, there's a maisa preventing us from being able to use it, so the maisa that prevents us from being able to bring the carbon prevents the iser of shechita chutz being there. So here too, if somebody brings the carbon shlam before they open the doors of the heichel, so there's a maisa missing, the opening of the doors, and therefore somebody shechted that carbon b'chutz, lazara, at that time, he would not be chai for shechutei chutz. So the Gemara began the shir that if you have the two animals, the two seirim, on which you did not yet have yet the gairel, since it could be used for one of the kabbanis that are brought in the Azara on Yom Kippur. So the fact that the goyel wasn't done yet doesn't really make a difference. And this concept is called hoyel. Throughout Shas, the Gemara often, in different contexts, speaks about the halacha of hoyel, since. And here too, we're applying this concept of hoyel, since I could use it for another carbon, and for that other carbon, there is no act holding it up from being identified from a carbon. Who introduced that concept to our shir? Rav Chisda. Ask the Gemara, or me is Rav Chisda Hoyl. Does Rav Chisda subscribe to the concept of Hoyl? And before we begin the shir, the halacha is for carbon Pesach. The halacha is that we could only bring a male animal, goat or sheep, that within 1 year old. Moreover, as we learned extensively, we have to bring the Karban Pesach. You have to be registered in the Karban Pesach. And the right time for the Karban Pesach to be brought is Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And you eat it on the night of Pesach until Chatzos, only raw, and you're not allowed to break any bones in the Karban. All these halachas we learned when we learned Masechta Pesachim. The halacha is the first Mishnah in Masechta Zvachim teaches us. Kol HaZvachim, any carbon that was brought, shaloi l'shma, ksherim, the carbon is still a carbon, kosher carbon, el sha'ol lo'ol l'baal m'shem chayva. The owner doesn't get credit. That means if somebody was supposed to bring a carbon oila, and he brought it, it was brought shaloi l'shma, the carbon is a kosher carbon, but he doesn't get credit for the carbon oila that he was obligated to bring. The two exceptions, says the Mishnah, are carbon Pesach and carbon Chatas. A carbon Pesach on that window of time, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, or carbon chatas at any time, that were brought shaloi l'shma, it wasn't brought for the intention of the type of carbon it was meant to be, it wasn't brought for the owner who owns that carbon, or if he did that in any of the four essential avoiders of every carbon, the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika, the carbon is completely disqualified. This halacha, and let's focus as the Gemara does on a carbon Pesach, this halacha by carbon Pesach, as I said, is that only during the afternoon of Erev Pesach, from Chatzos until Bein Arbayim. Because any other time, that's called a Pesach Bezmanoi, a term that we're going to use in our Gemara. Pesach Bezmanoi, the time when you're supposed to bring the carbon Pesach. However, any other time, you have an animal that was designated to be a Karban Pesach. If you didn't bring it at that window of time that we just discussed, it's considered a carbon, it's considered a carbon shlomim. We're going to be discussing in our Shir Mitzvashem, does that come automatically, or does that require a kira? Does it require that you should designate it officially as a carbon shlomim? Furthermore, The Gemara Masechta Pesachim taught us a machlokes. What is the halacha of this carbon Pesach that was brought shaloi l'shma, that was brought as a shlomim? Does it have any of the requirements of a Korban Pesach? Normally, a Korban Shlomo can be brought eaten for 2 days and one night. Or does that halacha not apply here? Does it have to be eaten roasted? Does it have to be eaten whole? That's a machlokes. So we could have a number of situations where we're left with a Korban Pesach that wasn't brought at the time in Erev Pesach. One is a Pesach Shavuot Shenasai, a Korban Pesach that's already over a year old. Once it's over a year old, as we said, it can't be used for Korban Pesach. If it's ready after Pesach, it can't be used as a Korban Pesach. Or it's you bring this animal that you designated as your Korban Pesach, but it isn't Erev Pesach. Or a situation where the owners of this Korban Pesach decided to register on another animal. So says the Gemara, we, as we said at the beginning of our shir, Rav Chisda accepted the concept of hoyul. Ask the Gemara, Umi Isler Rav Chisda hoyul, does Rav Chisda really hold of this concept? V'am Rav Chisda, Pesach sheshachtu b'shayim ma'ishashana, an animal that's a Korban Pesach, that was designated as a Korban Pesach, but you didn't bring it on, it's not Erev Pesach during that window of time. L'shma, if you brought it l'shma potter, then you won't be chayiv for carbon for shchutei chutz. Why won't you be chayiv for shchutei chutz? Because this animal that you brought for carbon Pesach, you're only chayiv for shchutei chutz. Where if you would have done it in the azara, you would be doing bringing the carbon properly. This animal cannot be brought during the year as a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, we said, has just a couple of hours during the year where you could bring it. So if you can't be mekayim a mitzvah with this carbon in the Azara at that time, when you do it outside the Azara, it's not considered shchutei chutz. But if you brought it shaloi l'shma, and as we just said, where you bring it shaloi l'shma, it's a shlomim obviously can be brought all year round, chayif. So makes the Gemara's point. Why are you chayif for shchutei chutz? Because now we have an animal that if we would have brought it inside the Azara, we would be mekayim a mitzvah with this carbon. The mitzvah of bringing a carbon shlomim. So if we chas v'shalom did it outside the Azara, that is a situation of shchutei chutz. So we see from him here, Tama, why are you chayif for shchutei chutz? The shloi l'shma. Because I brought this carbon in the Shloi l'shma, which now means it's a carbon shlomim, a stoma. If I did not have a mind that it should be a carbon shlomim, so then it reverts or remains back to what it was. What would be l'shmahu upot a potter, and you won't be chayif for shchutei chutz because now's not a time to bring a carbon pesach. But ask the Gemara if Rav Chisda subscribes to the concept of hoyul, that since it could be used in a different way, that's enough to make it chai for shchutei chutz. Lema, hoyul v'roi shloi l'shma b'fnim. This animal could be brought for Korban Pesach. And since it could be brought for Korban, it could be brought for Korban Shlomim. And since it could be brought for Korban Shlomim, and if you would bring it for Korban Shlomim, if you had that in mind, it would be a perfect Korban Shlomim. So since that could happen, hoyul, since that could happen, why are you not chayiv for shchutei chutz on this animal? If Rav Chisda told us at the beginning of our shiur today that whenever we have a circumstance that it could be brought that way, we say hoyul. Says the Gemara, hachi hashta. You can't compare the two situations. Hasam, to make a carbon pesach into a carbon shlomim, as I said earlier, baya kira, you have to have in mind that this animal that I designated to be a carbon pesach, I want to use it as a carbon shlomim. And therefore, if you didn't do that, until you do that, you can't apply the concept of hoyul. Hi, but in the case of the sar on Yom Kippur, loy by akira, you don't have to do anything. It could be easily made into one of the other kabbanas. And therefore, the akira will be very similar, this is the way the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara will be very similar to the concept of mechus maisa. That just like Rav Chisda said, that when you need a maisa, the opening of the door, that is enough not to let it be a carbon, that it should not be chayv shchutei chutz. Here also you need a maisa. Rabbi Basimi Masnalahu, the two Gemaras that we learned in our shiur today, he, in the name of Rav Chisda, that the Siri Yom Kippur, that you brought chutz lazara before the agar, you chayv because of shchutei chutz, since they could be used for a different carbon. And the other statement that carbon pesach, you chayiv for shchuti chutz only if you had a mind shloi lishma. He said these were not statements that were made by Rav Chisda, but rather they were statements they made by Rava. And then he had the same question, but the whole question, the kashle de Rabba de Rabba, and he had the question just like an hour shir that he had. Just like by Siriam Kippur, we could say hoyel. Why don't we say it about Pesach? Mashani kedushaninan. They make an animal, the Siriam Kippur, into a different type of carbon is easy. This requires an akira, and therefore they can't be compared. From here we see that Rav Chisda says the concept of hoyel. And the truth is, this is a very difficult point because the concept of hoyel is used in other places in Shas, as I mentioned earlier. And the Achrayim ask that in many places in Shas we find that Rav Chisda doesn't say hoyel. And there are different terutzim given when he does and when he doesn't. Says the Gemara, Kiyos Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Rav Yirmiyah said in the name of Rav Yochanan, he reported, Pesach sheshachta shechut b'shayim mois hashana, if you shech the current Pesach outside the Azor any time, bein l'shma or bein shloi l'shma, whether you shechta l'shem current Pesach, whether you shechted it l'shem a carbon shlomim, potter, there is no isra of shechut ichutz. Vom Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi said, Amrit l'shmatza kameid Rav Yirmiyah, I said, this halacha that Rabbi Yochanan reported to Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he said, "Bishlam l'shma, if you shechted it l'shem karm Pesach," so we could understand why there is no shchutei chutz. D'alechazilei, it can't be brought at this time for karm Pesach, and therefore, if you were bringing it in the Azara, you wouldn't be mekayim a mitzvah bringing a carbon. Therefore, correspondingly, if you bring it b'chutz, there is no issur of shchutei chutz. However, Ela shloi lishma, he asks, Amai, why are you part of shchutei chutz by shloi lishma? Ha shloi lishma b'fnim, if you brought a shloi lishma in the Azara, it would be considered a valid carbon. It would be considered a carbon shlomim. So why, when you bring it b'chutz, is there no isser of shchutei chutz? Vamali, so Rabbi Yirmiyah gave me an interesting teretz. He says, what happened over here? As we keep on repeating, you have to take this animal that was designated for Karm Pesach, but now it's not the time that we're bringing a Karm Pesach, and you want to make it into a Karm Shlomim. What does that mean? How do you do that? By Akira, by saying it's no longer Karm Pesach, and that's going to be a Karm Shlomim. So he says, a Chiddush. Where is this obviously being done? Chutz Lazara. Says the Gemara, Akira's Chutz. When you do this outside the Azara, Loshma Akira. And therefore explain the Rishonim, that this teretz only is effective according to the mandam that says that the Pesach b'shayim mois hashana requires akira. But if you don't hold that it requires akira, of course this teretz wouldn't work. Kios Ravin Labavel, when Ravin came to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Pesach sheshach b'chutz b'shayim mois hashana, if you shech the current Pesach outside in chutz lazara, not on Erev Pesach during the year, bein l'shma, bein shloi l'shma, chai v'chai v'shchutei chutz. Why? Because since this could be brought in the Azara as a perfectly fine carbon shlamim, therefore when you do it b'chutz, y'chayiv v'shchutei chutz. Ask the Gemara, I understand the psak that you gave regarding shloi l'shma. Because this carbon can be brought shloi l'shma outside on the rest of the year. But if it's not Erev Pesach, as we discussed extensively earlier in our shiur, it cannot be brought as a Karban Pesach. So why, if you had in mind that it should be a Karban Pesach, would you be chai for shchutei chutz? If it's not a carbon, if it's not a good carbon b'fnim, there can't be a chiv or shchutei chutz in such a carbon. Ask the Gemara, afilu l'shma, if you brought it l'shma for Tanan, we learned earlier in our shiur, based on what the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis teaches us, Mechus Zman, if the time to bring this carbon has not yet come, whether it's Bein Begufoy, that the animal, for example, is not yet 8 days old, and the halacha is you can't bring a carbon until the animal is 8 days old, or Bein Bebalim, or the owner can't yet bring the carbon. And the Gemara immediately explains, what does that mean? What does it mean that the owners can't bring the carbon? The halach is that azava and azava, when they finish their term, they have to bring a carbon. A woman, after she has a baby boy, is tamei for 7 days no matter what. And then she's tar for no matter what for the next 33 days. We must emphasize that these halachas do not apply b'zman hazeh. And a girl, everything doubles. She's tamei no matter what for the first 14 days. And then she's tar no matter what for the next 66 days, till day 80. And afterwards, if these women want to be able to eat a carbon or go into the Beis HaMikdash, first they have to bring a carbon or a metzairah, which we've discussed previously, has to, after he no longer metzaira, he has to go through a procedure, and then he has to wait 7 days, and then go through another procedure, and then the 8th day he could bring his kabbonis. The halacha is shekriva chatosu v'shmamim b'chutz. If they brought their various kabbonis, chutz lazara, before the time that they could bring their carbon came, p'turim. That's on the chatos and the asham. But if they brought their carbon oilers or carbon shlomim b'chutz before the time came, chayovim. Because since you could always bring an oiler, you could always bring a shlomim, not only when you're obligated to, but they could always be brought as an adava. So these are kabbonis that could have been brought inside the azara. And as we keep on repeating, an animal that could have been brought inside the azara, you're always going to be chayv for shchut echutz. El Lishma. By the carbon ashram that you brought b'chutz before the owner is chayiv is only if you brought it Lishma. Because at that point you can't yet bring the carbon ashram because it's m'chus zman. Ava shloi Lishma. If you brought it shloi Lishma. And a carbon ashram, as we said at the beginning of the shir, a carbon ashram which is brought Lishloi Lishma is a kosher carbon. You Lishma av chayiv. What do we see? Because you brought a shaloi lishma, that turns into an oila. There's a machloika, some say it turns into an oila, some say it turns into different carbon, but it's not a carbon osham. So therefore, since an oila could be brought inside the azara at that point, if you brought it outside the azara, how did you brought it lishem carbon osham, which now is not a time that you could yet bring that carbon ashram. The owner can't yet bring it. Potter, amai. Why don't we say, according to your reasoning, name a ha'avaruin shloi lishma b'fnim. If I wanted to bring a shloi lishma, it would be a good carbon. And if you subscribe, as you're saying, to the concept of ha'il, why don't we say that should be enough, that should be chayv v'shchut echutz, says the Gemara. Hachi hashta. You can't compare the situation of Pesach to ashram. Hasam by carbon ashram, by a kira, you have to do something to make it not be a carbon ashram anymore. The fallback position is that it is a carbon ashram. Hacha, this Gemara holds that Pesach b'shayim meshishana, without doing anything, shlomim ninu. It automatically becomes a carbon shlomim, and therefore it's automatically a carbon shlomim, and since it's automatically a carbon shlomim, so therefore if you did it shchut echutz, you'd be chayif. Says the Gemara, this halacha is actually the subject of a machlokes. Rav Ashi Masni, what is the halacha if somebody brings a carbon Pesach during the rest of the year? Will you be chayiv for shchut echutz or not? Chayiv, one man says chayiv, kraminen, because the carbon Pesach the rest of the year automatically becomes a carbon shlomim. And since without any special akira, and since it automatically becomes a carbon shlomim, if you would bring it in the azara, you would be mekayim a mitzvah of bringing a carbon shlomim. So if you bring it outside the azara, you're over shchut echutz. Rav Yirmi Medafti Masni Potter. Why? Because he holds Pesach b'shayim Moshe Shana, a carbon animal that was designated to be a carbon Pesach. It remains a carbon Pesach unless by akira, unless it was officially made into carbon shlomim. And if you're going to shecht the b'chutz and shecht the l'shem shlomim, so that you're doing the akira. But as we spoke about a few moments ago, where are you doing that Akira? You're doing it outside the Azara. And this opinion of Yirmi B'Difni holds, Akira's chutz loishma Akira. So according to this, Rav Yirmiyah argues in Chilkei B'Tuvia, Ravin who holds that Akira's chutz is not considered a valid Akira, differs with Rav Chilkei B'Tuvia, who said that if you shechted the carbon asham outside the Azara, Shloi L'Shma, it's kosher. I made this carbon asham into a carbon oila because I brought it Shloi L'Shma. Still, we see that you did it, and you did it outside the Azara. We see that he's not troubled with an Akira's chutz. Amamar. So we just learned before, Mishahigral, after you did the Goyril, and now you did Shchut Echutz, Chayv al Shashem, if you did the Shchut Echutz on the Esor, which was identified as the Sor al Hashem, you'll be Chayv for Shchut Echutz, or Pata al Azazel. But if you'll do Shchut Echutz on the animal which was identified to be the Sor al Azazel, you'll be Pata. So the Braisa elaborates on this din. The Torah says, Ish, which speaks about the halacha that we've been discussing all Shia today, and that's the halacha of Shchut Echutz. The Torah Akdoshah says, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, ashe yishchat shor oi kesev oi eiz v'machna, ashe yishchat michutz l'machna, v'pesach oi l'moyed lo yaviyu, l'hakriv karmen l'Hashem, v'nichras ha'nefesh ahu mikerev amai. The Torah is extremely strict about somebody being over the Avera of Shchut Echutz. So the Braisa, which is not mentioned here, says that we would think that if there's such a serious Isser for Shchita of a carbon, Chutz L'Azara, there should certainly be an Isser if somebody Shechs Chulin in the Azara. Because we should make the following Kalvachayma. If Kachim, which before they were designated as kachim, we could have shechted them b'chutz. That loch is, once they're designated as kachim, there's an isser, as we just read, of shchut echutz. So certainly chulin, which there was never a time that they could have been brought in the Azara, certainly there should be a chiv if you shecht chulin the Azara. That's what the Kal V'Chomer should lead us to say. But says the pasuk in the parish of shchut echutz, l'hakriv karbin. And we learned, the Braisa says, from the word carbon, to teach us that the only time there's an isser sheshechting something in the wrong place is by something which is a carbon. But something which is chulin, even though you shechted it in the wrong place, you're not chayif. Ask the Gemara, if we're going to say that, maybe we should say, ask the Braisa, that there is an isser for shechitas chulin befnim. Again, that there is an isser for shechting chulin in the Azara, based on the Kal V'Chomer. And what are we just learned that the word carbon excludes that. We'll say the word carbon to teach us, Shemayani, we're going to use it to teach us, Afilu Kotshe Bedekabayis. We know that when something is donated to the Beis HaMikdash, there are two types of Hegdash. There's something called Hegdash Mizbeach, where we donate the Mizbeach, we donate animals that will be brought on the Mizbeach, and those animals get a Kedushas Haguf, and then there's Hegdash Bedekabayis, where you donate other types of material for the Bedekabayis that are going to be used for the Bedekabayis, for the upkeep, for the fund of the Mizbeach, or the Beis HaMikdash, and that type of Kedusha is known as Kedushas Damim. So I would think that the Pasuk, if it didn't say the word, I feel if you shech the kotcher bedekabayis, if you have an animal that was donated for bedekabayis, that won't be brought in the mizbeach, and now you shech it outside the Azara, you'll be chay for shchut echutz. Because we find shenikru carbon, that such an animal, even though it doesn't have the kedushas haguf, as we just said, the Torah still, at certain places, calls it a carbon. Shenemar, when it speaks about when Klai Yisrael went to war with the Minyanim, and they took from them their belongings, the Torah says, V'nakriv es karbon Hashem, isha shemotza, klizav etzad v'tzame tabaz, ogul v'chumas. So we're not talking about animals, we're talking about jewelry, and still, they're called carbon, because everything was being donated to the Bedekabayis, and they're called carbon, and that's why So you see it's called carbon. So I would think that if you shechted such an animal, which only has a kedushas tamim, which only has a kedushas by the kabayis, chutz lazar yichayiv. Tamalaymer, that's why the pasuk says, v'apesach oil moed lo yaviyu, kol aroy l'pesach oil moed, anything that's supposed to be brought inside the azara, chayiv lo b'chutz, there's a chiyuv shchuti chutz, because any royal pesach oil moed, but something which is not brought to the pesach oil moed, ain't chayiv lo b'chutz. Oitzi elu, so I will take out the kachet by the kabayis. I will exclude the kachet by the kabayis. Shein ruin pesach amoid that we just said they're not brought as kabbaras. V'lo oitzi sara mishtalayach, but I won't exclude the sara mishtalayach. Shiroi lava pesach amoid, because how do we begin the sara mishtalayach? The way we begin with the sara mishtalayach is that we bring two animals, as we learned at the beginning of this pesach, at this perek, and both of them are equally qualified to be used as the Sar L'Hashem and Sar L'Azazel, and we do a gyral on them. So since this is something that are royal gyral, that's why we should say maybe you'll be chayv shchut echutz, tamaloymer L'Hashem. Mishim yodol chadon L'Hashem, only which is something which can be used for kachim is beach, yotz el sar mishtaleach, and miyuchim L'Hashem, it's not used to be put on the mizbeach, but it's used for Sar L'Azazel. So, we just said that kachet by the kabayis ain't a royal pesach oil moed. It cannot be brought for pesach oil moed. So why? So the rishonim give two pshatim, because the simple pshat, and this is the pshat that Tosfos suggests, because that's why I was magdish it for. I was magdish it not that it should be for a carbon. I was magdish it that it should be used for. I was magdish it that it should just be used for its value for the Beit HaKabayis. Rashi seems to learn a different pshat. And the basis for Rashi's pshat is really based on another halacha. The halacha is that if somebody has a healthy animal, which is usable as a carbon, he cannot donate that animal for Beit HaKabayis. So by definition, this animal that I have, which is a Beit HaKabayis animal, cannot be an animal that has an kedushas aguf. It cannot be an animal that I could use for carbon. For if it were an animal that I could use for carbon, then it can never be kachi by the kabayis. It would have to be kachi mizbeach. And that's why it's called the ein royal pesach oil moed. Says the Gemara. So we're saying that the word Lashem is coming lahitzi, that even though it was potentially usable as a carbon, there's no chiv shchut echutzin. For me, the pasuk says, where the Torah speaks about an animal, which is, as I said a few moments ago, which is not yet 8 days old, which cannot be used as a carbon. Because as the Torah says, Shar oicheso v'eiz ki valeid, or miyayim hashmini v'hala, yirotz l'karbon ish l'Hashem. So we learn for Isha that we can't put it Ishim, that it can't put on the Mizbeach before it's 8 days old. Menayin shloig d'shenim chusuzman. How do we know that not only can it not be used as a carbon before it's 8 days old, but it can't even be magdashit for a carbon? Menayin shloig d'shenim chusuzman tamaloyim a carbon. Then the pasuk says, Lashem, l'rabois sara mishtaleach, that here too the Torah says that the sara mishtaleach cannot be designated as the sara mishtaleach if it's not 8 days old. So here we see that the Torah is using the word Lashem to include the Sar Mishtaleach. And by the Pasuk of Shchut Echutz, the Gemara is saying we're using the word Lashem to exclude the Sar Mishtaleach. So what does the word Lashem do? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hasam in Yonah Dekra, Vachem in Yonah Dekra. We always have to look at the context of the Pasuk. Hasam. The Pasuk says, El Pesach. So we learned that anything that's brought or could be brought a pesach oil moed, the rabbis should be included in the halach of shchut echutz. And then the Torah adds the word Lashem, so that word Lashem must be coming as a miyut to exclude. Hacha, the Torah says isha. The word says isha means that only something that could be put on the mizbeach. So that would exclude that you can't. The Sar Mishtaleach is not included in the Issa Mechusas Man, because the Sar Mishtaleach is not put on the Mizbeach. So that would exclude the Sar Mishtaleach. So then when the Torah adds the word Lashem, it's coming to include that even the Sar Mishtaleach has this halacha as well. Says the Gemara, the reason we're saying that the halacha of Mechusas Man applies to the Sarmi Shaleach is, as we just said, the Rabbi Rachmana. There's a special pasuk, the pasuk of Lashem, that comes to include the Sarmi Shaleach. Halei Rabbi, if we didn't have this pasuk, Havamina, we would perhaps say the Sar Mishtalech Kadosh from Mechusas Man, that you can be Magdish the Sar for the Sar Lazozel, even though it's not that old. Ask the Gemara, but we go back to the original halacha that we started our parak with. V'ha Eda Goyal Kaveira, Ela B'roi Lashem. The two animals that we bring, one for Sar Lashem, one for Sar Lachatas, as we learned in the first mission of our parak, have to be brought together and have to be the same. We don't even know at that point which animal will end up being the Sol Hashem and which animal will end up being the Sol HaZazel. And the Sol Hashem, certainly the Halacha Mechusas Man applies to. It's going to be a carbon. Answers the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yosef. So how do we understand this price that we need a limud to teach us that Mechusas Man applies by the Sol HaZazel? Answers the Gemara Hamani Amar Rabbi Yosef. Who is the town of this price? Chana Mitzrihi. Chana Mitzri holds that if you have the two animals, the two serum that you brought, and you did the Goyrul, and then you, one of them died, that the halacha is the replacement, you don't have to do a Goyrul to get it. Any animal you could just take and make it the replacement. The Tanya, as the price says, Chana Mitzri Omer, Afilu Dom Bekois, if you already shechted the Sar Lashem, and then the Sar Mishtalech dies, you don't have to do a new Goyrul. Maybe Chaveroi, just bring another animal from the market, or Mezavikloi, and that becomes the Sar Lazozel. So now this animal, this new animal, which we know is going to be the Sar Lazozel, we know is never going to be the Sar Lashem. And therefore, I would think, since it's never going to be the Sar Lashem, it's never going to be brought as a carbon. The halacha of Mechusas Man shouldn't apply to it. That's why we have to learn that it does apply to it. Ask the Gemara, Eimei d'shamblei l'chana mitzri, that where does chana mitzri say his halacha, the lesle d'chuyim, that we say that the blood that we have in this cup of the Sar Lashem doesn't get disqualified because the Sar Lazozel died. The lesle hagrola, but does he hold... Does he exclude the halacha of agrola? Mi shamatle. Where do we know that that's what Chana Mitzri holds? Dilma, maybe what he holds is maisi. You have to now, if you have all the blood of the Sar Lashem in the cup, and then the Sar Lazozel died, what Chana Mitzri will tell us is, you'll have to bring two seirim. The one will be Sar Lashem, and one will be Sar Lazozel, and the other animal will not be able to be used. But since you have to bring two animals, so it's, again, the halacha with one animal is an animal that could be used for Sar Lashem, and we don't know which one it is. And since we don't know which one it is, how could either of those animals be Mechusas Man? Elam Rabbi Yosef Hamani, who is the Tana that needs a pasuk to say that the din of Mechusas Man applies to the Sar Lazozel? It's Rav Shimoni. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Meis Echem Esirim, we have the two animals, and one of them die. The Halacha is Mevi Chaveroi Shloi Be'agrola Divrei Rav Shimon. That he holds that if one animal dies, we don't have to do a Goyrul to replace it. We just bring an animal. As long as we did a Goyrul once, we need not do our Goyrul a second time. And if the Sar Lazozel died, we'll just bring another Sar Lazozel. Now this animal that we're bringing, we know is only going to be used for Sar Lazozel. And since we're only going to use it for Sar Lazozel, we would consider maybe the halacha of Mechusas Man, since it's not being used for carbon, should not apply to it. That's why we have to learn that it does apply to it. Revit Amar, Rina has a different teretz. Kigoin shahumam. The Sar Mishtalech became Balmum. V'chilaloi al-achar. So what happens if it becomes a Balmum? When something becomes a Balmum, we sell it, and we take the proceeds, and we buy another animal. And that's what happened over here. We had the animal which was identified to be the Sar Lazozel through that Goyrul, and it became Balmum. We sell it and replace it. And therefore, that animal, we know is going to be the Sar Lazozel, it's never going to be the Sar Lashem. Ask the Gemara, But why would about who says about mum is a disqualification by the soil azazel? Umna temra, the possible mumma. Why, where do we see that a mum is an issue by soil azazel? Says the Gemara, the Tanya. The Brisa says regarding animals which are bali mumim, the isha lo sit mehem al mizbech l'shem. Isha comes to teach us elo chalovim. The amrim of a bal mum may not be put on the mizbeach. Only elo kulon, that we can't put all of their murim miktsason, maybe just some of their murim may be put on the mizbeach minayin. Maybe that can be put on. Rashi says you have to have at least a kazayis, because without a kazayis, it's not considered you really did anything. Tamaloyma mayhem. Mizbeach, zrikas tomim. That you're not allowed to do zrikas tam from the Adam which is a bal mum. Lashem, l'rabbis, shtara mishtaleach. That we see from here that a sara mishtaleach may not be a bal mum. So now we've learned that the halach, two halachas that we wouldn't automatically know. That the din of a bal mum applies to sar mishtaleach, even though it's not being brought as a carbon. And the din of mechusas man, again, even though the sar mishtaleach is not being brought as a carbon, applies to sar mishtaleach. Comments the Gemara, v'tzrich l'michta ba'mum, v'tzrich l'michta mechusas man. The Torah had to teach us both the din of ba'mum and the din of mechusas man. Dikas rachman and mechusas man, had the Torah only taught us the halach of mechusas man, b'shem d'loy matay zmanay. It's not yet roy to be a carbon. Ba'mum. But an animal which is bal mum, the mate is mani, it's old enough to be a carbon. A maloi, it's not considered a psul in the sar mishtaleach. Vikas rachmano, bal mum, mishum de mos. A bal mum is mos, and that's why it should not be brought as a carbon. Av mechus is man, the loy mos. A mechus is man which is not mos, it's just not old enough. Maybe we should say, but it's not a disqualification by the soil azazel. That's why it's tzricha. So there's an interesting question. We've been learning in our shir the halacha of mechusas man. And when we learn the halacha of mechusas man, how do we count mechusas man? Do we count it from the moment of birth? You have to have the 7 full days from after the animal, from when the animal is born. That's called me'es l'es. We speak about from the day of the birth. For example, an animal that was born at Sunday at 12 noon will become roy for carbon only next Sunday at 12 noon, or next Sunday, it's already the 8th day. So Rav Simcha Buberka, in his Hagos to the Prima Godim, says, why the Gemara assumes that the Zazel has to be in the 8th day without a Pasuk? Because the Gemara said, since both of these animals that we started off with have to be able to be used for Sol Hashem is a carbon, and since it's a carbon, there's a din of Chusun Zman. But even according to Prima Gadim, we should be able to do the Geirul even before the 8th day, as long as they're going to reach that time later on that day. That means we should be able to do the Geirul on Sunday morning, even though when we're doing the Geirul, it's Mechusas Man, because by the time we're going to do the Avoida, by Chatzos, the animals will be old enough. So says the Mechus Chinuch, that we can't do the Geirul before the animal can be used as a carbon. He says a very interesting point. He says that the Geirul is part of the Avoida. And just like we can't do the Avoida with an animal which is mechusas man, we can't do the goyrul on an animal which is mechusas man. Even though the Prima Godim, as we just said, suggests that when we count mechusas man, we counted me'es le'es, most disagree, and they hold that we don't do that we count mechusas man from the day, from the beginning of the 8th day, even though the animal has not passed 7 24-hour periods. And this halacha doesn't just apply in this case, where we're speaking now, it applies in other areas as well. The question is, a boy who becomes bar mitzvah, a girl who becomes bas mitzvah, at what point do they become bar bas mitzvah? Is it the beginning of the 13th year, when they're 13 years old, by boy, from the time of their birth, or that day on their birthday, the same by a girl? And most Paiskim we know say we follow the birthday, not the moment of birth.